This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. While reading the book of Philippians, you'll notice Paul mentions joy or rejoice about 10 times. So let's do a topical study on joy as found in Philippians. First, collect all the references where joy or rejoicing are mentioned and write down what is said about them after each reference. Second, after collecting the information, correlate it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with this outline. 1. Joy through fellowship. 2. Joy through service. And 3. Joy through worship. Then I amplified this further. Under joy through service, I put joy because Christ is preached by others, even if their motives are questionable. Joy because of deliverance through the prayers of others. And joy through suffering because of progress in Christian growth. Joy because of fruitfulness. And under joy through worship, I noted, when we share with others what God is doing, they will rejoice and praise God. When we focus on the Lord, He will be our source of joy, and making focusing on the Lord a habit of life. Paul admonishes us, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Once you establish an outline, the third step in a topical study is to crystallize what you have learned into some applications. We'll do this in our next visit. Go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, to review the scripts of these programs. We also like to hear from you. Click on the contact link or mail me at ludgolds@outlook.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you.